floodwaters are continuing to move further northwest in New South Wales, with some communities preparing for weeks of isolation. The town of Mungindi on the New South Wales-Queensland border, which has a population of 700, is preparing to be cut off by floodwaters for up to 3 weeks. Mitchell Parker from the state SES says that a levee is likely to keep the town from flooding, but access to the community will be limited.
So we're going to see a significant isolation of somewhere even up to 2, maybe even 3 weeks for towns like Mungindi, which is going to be a huge strain on the community themselves, but also on the services having to provide the delivery to those communities.
Meanwhile, Victoria's flood crisis continues as persistent rain fails to relieve pressure on rivers around the state. Flood warnings for the Snowy River have been reduced as that river has peaked. While more rain is forecast for today in Orbost, it's not expected to affect the river levels there. In the north of the state, it's still not safe to return to Kerrang. The town has been isolated for a week due to roads being underwater, and floods are expected to stay at a moderate level into today. The Murray River at Echuca looks to remain above a major flood level until November 6, and the Yarra River has risen due to continued rainfall and is expected to peak today. Tina Quinn, SBS News.